Belarusian Christians are heavily fined again for worship. HIV/AIDS is the focus of a conference in the U.S., and North American radio listeners are helping to end the Bible famine. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The harsh religion code in Belarus is being used to punish Christians. The law cracks down on those worshiping without official permission. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says their partner, New Life Church in Minsk, faces continued harassment and fines in their quest to have a place to worship.
A couple years ago, they bought a cow shed. They got permission from the city to go ahead and convert it into a church, but in the meantime, authorities have since rescinded that permission and have fined the church administrator three different times and has threatened to close down the church.
The fines are 10 times the average monthly wage, but Penner says regardless of the discrimination, the church in Belarus won't be stopped.
They are dedicated that they're going to continue to reach out. They're going to continue to try to do evangelistic work in this country, but that by no means that's going to be easy. I don't think you're going to see a situation where Belarusian evangelists or pastors are going to get arrested, but you're going to see these incredibly heavy fines, which are going to put tremendous burden on the churches.
We turn next to Tim Burns of the Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA. He confirms the reports of the increased harassment against Christians in Belarus. He's trying to get a winter project team assembled to go into the country. Now, they don't know how much longer the doors will be open, so the time is now to take in the gospel.
It's beginning to be a little bit harder to go into certain areas. Some public schools we were able to go in before with open arms are not so welcoming anymore. Our staff on the ground there are really starting to see a difficult time to get into some locations.
Burns doesn't think the government will stop GAIN USA from coming. Their teams have a long history in the region of bringing not only the gospel, but also much-needed aid to the orphans and poor.
We've been blessed by God to have some open doors that other organizations perhaps cannot, because we've been there for over 15 years. Those doors are starting to close somewhat. We don't quite have the freedom that we used to have to proclaim the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While evangelist Billy Graham is celebrating his 87th birthday today, the ministry is officially saying his New York evangelistic crusade last summer was his last. Graham has been the friend and confidant of kings and presidents and is considered one of America's most admired public figures. Graham, in a statement released to the media, says he feels at peace about his decision and believes he can still reach people with the gospel, but in other ways. Next, 40 million people are HIV positive around the world. 50 million children are orphaned because of AIDS. It's an issue that's largely been ignored by the Christians, especially in the United States. Beginning Thursday, the Global Missions Health Conference will address this issue in a three-day conference. Food for the Hungry's Ben Holman is praying that,
as evangelical leaders, that we would not sit back and watch others respond, but that we would lead the effort. I certainly believe that the church is coming around and awakening to the leadership role that God would have for us.
With the number of HIV/AIDS infections increasing, Holman says physical help from the church can translate into spiritual help, which could be a key factor in curbing the spread of the disease.
Everybody is made in the image of God, and I believe that people who follow after Christ most definitely have an advantage and an incentive to change their behavior.
And famine has long been associated with the lack of food in Africa. But there's another famine that could be even worse, a Bible famine. With thousands coming to Christ in Africa, there just aren't enough Bibles to go around. The Bible League's trying to remedy that with their End the Bible Famine, God's Hope for Africa radio campaign. Their goal is to raise $300,000 by December 31st. $250,000 have already been pledged. The Bibles will help with evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Mission Network News, a listener supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call, 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.